They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
One quick point before I let you go. You use the phrase fake Christians for conservatives. Explain what you're talking about.
Well, I think they want to be judge and jury. Like, I'm for gay marriage. It's none of my business if gay people want to get married. I'm pro-choice. And I think these Christians, first of all, they're supposed to be, they're not supposed to judge other people, but they're the most hypocritical judge of people we have in this country. Oh, and it bugs the hell out of me. And they act like they're Christians and they're not forgiven at all.
Terrible. So you're going to get a lot of feedback on this one, Charles.
They can't do anything to me. I don't work for them.
Do you feel comfortable saying all that?
I feel very comfortable saying I'm pro-choice and I'm for gay marriage. Very comfortable.
But you can't lump all these conservatives as being fake. A lot of them, obviously, most of them are very, very sincere in their religious beliefs.
Well, they should read the part of the Bible. They're not supposed to judge other people. They forget that one when it doesn't fit what they want to say.
Well, amen.
Well, what have we here?
Mr. Barkley.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ruh-roh.
What was the question?
Are you a homosexual? He was
born on Knight Rider, everybody. That's the car. You know, back in my day, the car wouldn't say to Hasselhoff, are you a fag?
No. William Daniels never would have said that to Herr Hasselhoff.
Are you a homosexual?
Hello there. It's Don and Mike Show. It's happening.
Radio Messiahs.
Hi there.
What is happening? Could I speak to Buzz for a moment?
Here's your Messiah now.
He's ready to believe you.
I'm here, sir.
Buzz?
Yes.
You are my inspiration.
How so?
You have taught me something. I've been a listener for quite a number of years, and you have taught me to ignore what society tells what a man is supposed to be. What a man is supposed to be.
Good for you. Good for you.
And what I have gained from this, now I can't wear really tight ladies' blouses because of my mitts.
Right.
But if you love my Crocs.
There it is.
There you go.
Holy Moses.
Well, it's all about Buzz.
They are comfortable shoes, aren't they?
Very good.
They are,
sir,
like walking on marshmallows.
Thank you for remembering about the female blouse. So we've dressed you up in female blouses before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Actually fit.
Mike bought me a whole collection I modeled one day in here.
I remember those, and you wore them beautifully. We have pictures somewhere.
Yes, we do.
I remember that. Listen, hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. We had such a nice time at Ocean City yesterday. More than one person came over and said hi to us at Secrets. We were at it was Janet and Big Frida and I were at Secrets in Ocean City for most of the afternoon yesterday, drinking and eating lunch. And a couple of times, you know me and my loud voice.
Yes.
So people would come over, and it was just a very nice, wonderful weekend. Two things about Ocean City, Maryland. First, you got to go to Pop's Joke Shop, because it's this little place off the boardwalk that is just within Nun's Pubic Hair of going
it's
out.
It's been there
business.
A million years, right?
Yeah, and they want to tear down all this stuff and build condos and sure, put in Subways and Quiznos subs.
Where
and,
else are you going to get a T-shirt with the fake bird poop on it?
Yeah, and you know, I brought in before, we were never able to play it on the air, great novelty, that parrot that says really obnoxious stuff to you when you walk into the room. Uh-huh. So we went in Pop's Joke Shop over the weekend to see the status of this place. It's on, like, 2nd Street in Ocean City.
Right.
We walk in, and the old guy, Pop, first thing he says, "If you're drunk, get out!"
Wow, nice friendly merchant.
And Janet said, "Hey, that's the same thing he said the last time we came here." And I didn't remember it, but I guess it's his standard greeting for everybody
if
on a
weekend.
If you're
drunk, get out.
If you're drunk, get out. Mm-hmm. So we walked in, and I said, "Hey, Pop, what's new at the joke shop?" And he seriously said to me, "Here's the special. The special is fake dog ass." And I said, "Okay, it looked like." And he said, "Now, this is a dollar, right?" And he's holding the fake dog, the plastic dog crap. And he said, "You know what makes it great? Right here, for only a dollar more. This is a can of," and it says SHI in a can. He says, "You put this on the floor and you spray it. And people are going to think there's dog ass on the floor."
Wow. And then, you know, it's not like he's getting any innovative new products.
No. Least,
I mean, the dog ass, that's been around for many decades.
No kidding. And the fact that he's now packaging it together with the, you know, that smells like SHI.
If you're drunk, get out.
What's he look like?
Pop.
He call it's Pop's Joke Shop. It used to be Popeye's Joke Shop.
Right.
He looks like a very drunk and out of control Popeye. If Popeye the Sailor let himself go and became a total degenerate.
Skinny or fat?
Fat.
Okay.
Take it back. Fat in the torso.
He's got a belly.
He's got a belly, but he's got arms that are like just covered with tattoos that say everything from like, I love my mother to I'll kick your ass.
Really? Popeye arms.
Yeah, Popeye arms.
Yeah. Okay.
So go visit his place. We
well, are they going to get rid of him? Is that what it's looking like? They're gonna,
we signed the petition again to help keep him in
very
business.
Generous of you.
And then we bought the fake poop and we bought the spray.
Good. Now, isn't Pop's Joke Shop where Boardwalk Elvis used to follow you into all the time?
Yeah. And it's
they all kind of gravitate down there.
It's kind of a historical spot in Ocean City. It's still the one place you can go to buy stink bombs and stuff like that.
Historical, like Gettysburg, right?
That's more important than Gettysburg, Mike.
More important than Gettysburg.
Much more important.
Pop in business, but don't you get enough of the dog? I mean, you've had plenty of accidents.
Well, the
dogs
keep dying on me, Buzz.
Well, that's true.
So as long as dogs keep dying, I will have a need for dogs and dog poop in my house.
Oh, God, I go back 30 years with that fake dog poop when I went into one of those novelty stores and that was back when, really, over 30 years ago, when it was the greatest thing in the world. Look at this! Mm-hmm. And it was cheap, and you could buy it, and you could put it down and hear somebody scream.
And the other thing, he has absolutely the most obscene shirts. You'd get thrown out of clubs for wearing, like, one that says, just, in, like, you know the big block letters, like George Michael Wham, when it would say, Choose Life?
Yes.
Remember those T-shirts? One that just says, I have a giant COC.
Mm. Right. Yeah, and those there are T-shirts down there.
It's like, and you sit there and you look and you just go, "Where's the funny in this?" You know?
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, it's really not funny. It's more of a statement."
Hey, you know, if you got it, you might as well tell people you do. Now, if you'd like the little lady over there to get the T-shirt with the fried eggs on it,
and he also
that'd be fine too.
He's got a big selection of those. What do you call it when you have the paint that's normally like painting on a car, the trim on a car?
Right.
When it's that.
Airbrushing,
yes.
Right.
He has a million of those.
Does he have tie-dye also?
And he said among the many options, well, I can give you Bart Simpson taking a leak on Dale Jr. I can give you Spider-Man. Oh, my God. Buzz?
Yes?
Don't turn around.
Okay.
There's a black man behind you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We're being robbed. No. Hey, no, we're being robbed.
Buzz. Bear.
No, it's okay. It's a novelty black man. I bought him at the joke shop.
Okay. All right. Give him
hey,
everything.
Baby. What's hey, happening, baby. Bear?
Hi, Bear.
Hi, Bear. How are you, Bear?
And Buzz's brother has also come in for the day.
Yes. My older brother, Bill.
Bill Elston.
The older brother, Bill Elston.
Who is that guy?
That's engineer John Trimmer.
The guy who's saving us today.
But that's Buzz's twin. We've done this before.
Yeah, they look like
before
and
after. We've done this before when we had Buzz's twin come in here.
Now, is there anything scary about his joke shop? Because I think of the magic shop in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, except think it smells like barf.
Okay.
And there's all
That's
kinds of...
That's probably why he doesn't want drunk people coming
there's
in.
There's all kinds of sexual stuff in there. Like, you know...
And that's what keeps you coming
and
back.
And not even like Spencer Gift stuff. Like I said, just stuff that... Like a shirt that just says, you know, I love to TF.
Right.
That's a shirt.
You think Pop has something to do? Pop probably likes that kind of stuff.
A lot of the airbrushing
His
stuff...
His dirty stuff?
...seems to come from
Pop.
The brain of Pop.
Pop himself.
Do they sell magic tricks?
Yes, they do.
Good.
But the tricks that they sell are lame.
Like, is it just Pop that's in there, or does he ever have any help?
He's got one psychotic, looks like Ancient Orange Vietnam guy. A guy that just sits there with a parka on, and the whole time that you're in the store, he just goes, looking out my that door. Really, the guy sat there with a parka just singing Creedence songs.
It's a family destination.
Yeah.
It's a family place. Yeah. It is.
Mostly a cash business, I'm guessing.
That's too
So, Bear, we never heard from you on the microphone. What's happening, baby? Bear. Can Bear hear us, Buzz? Buzz, you translate?
What's happening, Bear?
Hi, Bear.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
What's up, baby?
What are you doing over there?
Trying to get y'all going so y'all can have some internet access.
You see if you can work as hard as you do for Donnie Simpson?
Of course, baby, you my man. I got you.
I just want to make sure you guys work as hard as you do for Donnie. That's all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to take care of you. I know.
You're okay, Bear.
Yeah, that's got you.
It's the other guy we worry about.
Donnie does great. Donnie gets that haircuts in the studio. You know, it's a good thing. Right?
What about the guy? Hey, what about Buzz's twin? We have not talked to him for a long time.
I know. Hey, John, how are you?
What are you doing?
How are you doing?
How's it going?
Yeah, I haven't.
I mean, how about put some headphones on. Right. What's happening?
How are things with the computers there,
well,
John?
I got another router here. I don't have a DHCP server, so I got to hard code all these.
Meet the engineers.
I love it when they do the real engineer
speak. Yeah.
How long does that hard coding take, John?
Until I undo it.
Oh, really?
Hey, Mike, come on, until he undoes it, man.
I know the answer to that.
Come on, dumbass, until he undoes it,
this
Mike.
This is for the listeners. I know all about hard coding.
I was back at the computer back there, and John comes up to me and says, oh, I think I can help you out. Can you give me a hard C command prompt? I said, why don't you?
John, let me ask you a question. Easier to undo a hard coding or put it back on?
Easier to undo it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Are you the guy that blocks us out from going to porno sites?
Actually, that's a guy named Phil on the West Coast that does that.
Who just came in recently and audited all of our computers? Do you know?
That was Big Brother.
Oh, Big Brother,
that was you. Buzz just pointed to you, dude.
Well, hey, I had my fingers in it, but I didn't actually do the audit.
When we're sitting in our computers, like where the cameras are, and picking our nose, do the engineers like to watch that?
Well, actually, I like to see where you guys go on the internet. So,
do you guys know that we know where the cameras are? Do you know that we know even like where the hidden ones are?
I heard that.
Now, the cameras here are in the sprinklers, right?
Yeah.
You know about the one in the hallway? About the one in our office?
No.
Oh, there used to be one in our office.
Oh. It's not there anymore.
It's my parting gift to you.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yes,
very nice.
Very nice. So, on the way back from OC yesterday.
Yes.
I will tell you if I've done something wrong as far as driving. God knows I've told you a million times if I screw up. I was on the bypass going past the Salisbury Mall, where the speed limit goes from 55 to 65. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy in a Nissan Titan. I was in a little sedan, and the guy was in a big-ass Titan. And he moved into the left-hand lane. Speed limit goes to 65. And he's going 60, 61. So I pop around him on the right-hand side. And as soon as I started to pop around to pass him, he hit the gas like a lot of people do.
Yeah, didn't want you to go by him.
And I looked by, and I gave him this look like, hey, whoa, okay, you know, back off. You got the road, big man. I am telling you, from Salisbury, Maryland, all the way to Easton, almost an hour drive, this dude friggin' followed me, tailgated me with his wife and kid in the car because of this supposed cutting off or whatever it was.
You passed him on the right.
Yeah.
He didn't like that.
Yeah, not like in a ditch or anything, in the right-hand lane on a two-lane highway. And I noticed, so I let the guy get in front of me, right? I thought, I'll just keep him in front of me, and I won't worry about the situation. About 10 minutes goes by, and I look at my rearview mirror. Well, you son of a bitch.
He's still there?
He's right on my ass.
Wow.
Then, at one point, when I got to, I think it's Cambridge, again, he's like five car lengths behind me, and I can see, as I'm looking back, as I see into the cab of the car, I see his head like going around this, trying to see where I am. Hmm. So, I pull off at the Dunkin' Donuts. And the dude pulls over at the Exxon, which is right next to the Dunkin' Donuts. Uh-huh. I get out of my car to go in and get a cup of coffee, and he just stands there and looks at me.
Oh, my God. Standing, he's eyeballing. This is 1 hour that he's been pissed?
Yeah. Now, I didn't say anything to him, right? I thought, okay, well, I'm going to be like Joe Pussy if I go in one of these places. Hey, this man's following me. So I get back into the car, and damn, as soon as I get in, he's not even putting gas in his car. He just gets right back in the position on my ass.
Waiting for you.
Just absolutely, and the whole time shooting me looks like when he's behind me, I see the head going around like crazy. When I see, and then at one point I pulled off at a produce stand and I thought,
I will attack him with corn.
I know that this sounds incredibly cowardly, but I was a little flipped out.
Well, that's because he's going a little longer than your average road moment.
So I don't know exactly how he was working this, because I stopped like at Pop Pop's.
What did he look like? Did he look like potential? You said he's got his wife, too? He didn't have a kid in the car, did he?
He looked like Larry the Cable Guy.
Right.
And he had a little kid.
He's got a kid in the car?
Yeah, it was mom and dad and a kid.
Oh, God.
And I guess they were working there way back from OC. But at one point, I was at Pop Pop's Produce, pulled over on the side of the road, and I was on the phone with Janet or somebody, and I was like, yeah, there's this crazy guy that's following me. I don't know what's going on. And as soon as I got back in traffic, I said, well, I've sat here for a couple of minutes. I'll wait. I don't know where he was hiding, but I was on the phone. I was on the phone with the janitor, and I remember. And I said, Christ, it's him! And she had no idea what was going on.
But that is kind of psycho, and he's doing that to get that rise out of you. How did the date end?
The date ended, what a supreme puss move on my part. You know the 301-404 split?
Yes.
I made an illegal U-turn and went back the other way on Route 50 and figured if a cop pulled me over, I'd say, well, there was this nutty guy in the mm-hmm. Nissan Titan that's been following me for an hour and a half. So I actually made an illegal U-turn on a major highway and just turned around and went the other way, like 5 miles up the other way, and turned around and came back again.
Yeah, so you basically went the other road that merges into Route 50 again,
no,
right?
No, it was, hold on, it was right. It was on Route 50.
Okay.
Right as we're coming down towards, oh, God, I don't know, it was, yeah, whatever. No, it was at the 404, 301 split, right before the mall in Annapolis.
Gotcha.
When you can't really make a left-hand turn there. It's got the thing that's got the Ghostbusters arrow.
And you just went backwards for a while?
And I just turned and went, instead of going east on Route 50, I went west. And I went like 5 miles back the other way.
Mm-hmm. And then waited?
And waited for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And waited. And here's what
I might do the same thing.
When I waited, I parked my car. And I thought, well, now I'm going to catch the son of a bitch. If he's coming back this way after me, then it's on.
Yeah.
The game is on now.
And then when you started going east again, did you check to see if he was waiting off to the side of the road?
Yes. The whole
No evidence of that, though.
No. It was, it was, that's a long-distance road rage.
Did you have any desire to say anything to him when he was at the Exxon station? Like yell across to him?
You know me, I normally would, but he kind of flipped me out because.
Right. Yeah, that's beyond.
Uh-huh. It was just getting out of the car. And you know the look. It's just
you want to fight?
The look said, you know, hey, what are you doing, boy?
Go on, squeal.
There's a look. Just some douche in a Nissan Titan.
Wow.
It's a lot of that going on lately. I don't know whether it's the month of February. It might be. I really think so.
It's an angry month.
It is a very angry month. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very unhappy month.
I agree.
People are unhappy in the month of February.
That's true.
If you're going to be unhappy, you're going to be unhappy in the month of February.
Yes, I am.
And I have found people are nasty on the roads. They are nastier right now than they ever have been.
There was a guy today, and again, I'm in the wrong, but sometimes when you're in the wrong, if there's nobody on the road, it's okay. Like, if you're on a road like I was on today, it's a double yellow road, a double yellow pane in the road. Mm-hmm. Speed limit is 25. And we're on a very long stretch out in the country where I live. And the guy in front of me, seriously, is going 17 miles an hour. As soon as I pass him today, all of a sudden, here come the brights, here come me. Beep, 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 mm-hmm. beep, beep. Suddenly the guy that was going 17 is racing to go 35
right.
to catch up to me. It's like, to catch up to me for what?
Because people want to go their speed, but they want to be at the front of the line.
Right.
Even if they're going their speed, and the only time they wake up, whether they're on their cell phone or doing anything, is when someone's going to try to be going around them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to be going, if they stay at their speed, you're not even going to affect their lives, but they are so self-absorbed
that
they are going to choose to move forward in their direction and challenge you.
I got another one that everybody has had happen to them. You're on a road where you're the only car going. There's no car going either other way. And there's some guy pulling out of a driveway that's adjacent to this road. And there's not another car behind you for a mile.
And he waits.
He waits until you are almost there and he pulls out.
Right.
And then he gets pissed off when you pull right up on him like, hey, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, because he has all the time in the world to wait for you to go by because there's nobody coming by in either direction. And he waits till that very moment because it's like, I don't want him to be in front of me.
Right.
Yeah.
People in America do not want people to be in front of them.
No.
And I don't know if part of this is due to, like, I call it the Daytona 500 fever, that people are watching this race, and they're seeing the slingshotting, the going up three lanes and coming back three, going three wide and four wide.
No, it's not that. It's just people are selfish, and we all are. I put myself in that category, too. Sometimes because you see somebody, you might be in a daydream. You know why you're in a daydream state? Because you are at the head of the pack, and nobody's near you.
Right.
All of a sudden, you see somebody coming up back, and you're like, oh, I don't want him to be in front of me.
Right.
Because I want to be able to go my speed. I always talk about that speed. If it's 55, if you're on a road that's 55, that speed is about 57 miles per hour.
Agreed.
Now, I think, frankly, 57 miles per hour is just a little too slow.
Yeah. I agree.
It's that speed. You want to go maybe 60.
No,
I think
listen.
That's you. Or, you know, you let's be
live,
honest, you want to go
You want to live
65,
on the edge, go 63.
Right? Yeah, 63, 65 miles an hour. That speed is the speed that inconvenienced the most people, and it's also that speed that if you try to pass the person, they can easily get it up to a reasonable speed.
Uh-huh. Well, let's be honest, on all the highways, everybody's going 80 out there.
Mm-hmm.
These highways were built for us to go 80 miles an hour on,
right.
And now when you get someone that actually goes the speed limit,
right.
it screws up the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and isn't it great to live in this country now? That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I mean, yes. The infrastructure is as it slowly falls apart with our highways and byways. But, you know, the more we do it, and we all do a lot of driving now. And the thing is, everybody is in their own world. Everybody is.
I'm going to have to keep the SUV now just for defense.
Defense. I get that.
The only reason I have an SUV now is because of my dog. Because
you know what? Keep your SUV.
My dog that just passed away was so big and gangly, I had to have an SUV
for him. Keep your SUV. Really, I swear to God, you have a car like that. I have a big SUV. You're in a situation where it does have the intimidation factor.
Well, it's like this guy in the Nissan Titan. Right. And, you know, I was just driving my little pussy car.
Right.
My little don't look at me car. And this guy, seriously, I felt like a little boy looking at a giant driving a truck behind me.
Exactly.
And I would see those headlights and it was like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and nobody competes with the Suburban.
Oh, and don't let me forget the bandana. He had a bandana on.
Of course he did.
Oh, okay. So he's a biker dude. Or he's a gang member.
I don't know.
It's really simple, two simple equations. Did it look to be like a bandana or a do-rag?
Might have been a do-rag, Mike. And the other thing, God, I'm sorry to be so loaded up with stuff on the roads. This was a pisser yesterday. My God. You know when you're driving, this was worse than when you're driving and there's a park police car in front of you, and you don't figure out it's a guy who really can't give you a ticket until you get up to him.
Right.
Yesterday, and I was driving at twilight. So it was just getting dark and pouring rain, and we were just getting out of that. And I noticed everyone's going like 52 miles an hour. And I finally figure out what it is. There's a cop in the right-hand lane, and everybody's afraid to pass the guy. Right. The guy's going 55.
Mm-hmm.
I finally work my way up, and I'm the guy in the left-hand lane. And I turn and I see, first off, I check out the license plate, New York State.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the state of Maryland, so right away I go, what the hell is this? This was a black and white. Looked like a California Highway Patrol car.
Okay.
With New York State tags that said police cruiser demonstration model. Real big painted on the sides, even though he had lights on the top, and it was black and white and had the police light in the corner and everything.
You never know, do you? You never know what the real deal is.
Well, I found myself getting so pissed because it took me so long to finally get my way up to this. Like, you know, you get to the point where you say, all right, if the cop is going to give me a ticket for going 56, so be it.
But I'm going to inch ahead of him and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to be the one to see what happens. And when I got close enough, when I saw not even a rent-a-cop, not a park policeman, not some local yokel, some guy from the state of New York who's driving a car that says, we make cars for cops.
Right. Yeah, but that's the advantage you have.
You know, you dummy. And
that's why everybody, that's why if you have a Crown Vic or you have a Chrysler Caprice,
and this guy,
I mean a Chevrolet Caprice, you can sometimes pretend you're a cop.
Mike, this guy knew exactly what he was doing because as I drove by him.
He gave you the look.
He looked at me like, watch it, Buster.
Yeah.
You're just a guy in a shirt. Right. You're not a cop. He's just a guy driving a car.
My old man, many, many moons ago, God rest his soul, used to have a Ford. And the model of Ford that he had, this is, I mean, a million years ago, was the exact same Ford that was used by the state police in the state of Connecticut, the unmarked Fords. And he had more fun with that car than anybody else. People, I remember this as a kid. People would get over for him all the time. And then my old newsman that I used to work with down in Annapolis, Sonny Ubroth, Sonny had a car that had all the tricked out antennas, but Sonny knew all the cops.
Sure,
he knew all the state cops.
Yeah.
And he would get out there on Route 50, and he would almost get into a little bit of a foot race with a guy, and Sonny knew where all the speed traps, and he was such a prick. He would do it for recreation, and he would know where the speed traps were, and he'd get some young guy that's going along, and they decide that they're going to get up to 70, 75 miles an hour, and Sonny would shoot right through the speed trap, and the other guy wouldn't, because, you know, they all knew Sonny's car.
Right.
It was fun. I'd love. Who wouldn't want to have a car that looked like a police car?
Sure.
You wouldn't want to pull people over. You get arrested for doing that. But if you had one and you could move people out of the way,
just
fantastic.
Make good time.
Yeah, but like this guy was using it obviously just to, you know, be Joe ass.
Right.
To just
we're
slow,
all children though.
Slow people down.
Of course, but he's being a kid. He's playing policemen. He's playing cops and robbers. Even when I'm on my motorcycle, looks nothing like a police motorcycle. It's not an electric glide. It's a little fat boy. But sometimes when I'm driving along and I got my helmet on, I sit up in it because I'm like, I'm pretending I'm Mr. Police Motorcycle Man.
And one more thing. Maybe it's just the state of Maryland. I just want to say something. I love and respect the cops. It is totally, totally unfair that you have undercover cars now that are like Subarus.
Yes.
Okay? That's bogus.
They have Subarus?
Yeah, that's so bogus. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I about flipped out. At first, I thought it was a fire guy.
I think Fairfax County has Camaros, or the state troopers have Camaros.
I've been in Arizona where I've seen the state troopers with souped-up right. Camaros.
But Subarus?
This was a little crappy Subaru, and God, if it wasn't a smoky bear coming out of it. And I know the guy that got pulled over had to be like, no way.
Yeah.
I got pulled over by a Subaru.
No way.
I think the first out-of-line police car was the City of Falls Church with their Volvos.
Oh, the Volvos that they used. Remember all the crap that we gave them for that?
Yeah. It was I'm going to have to pull over now.
Listen, you were slightly abusing the speed limit.
How are you, Volvos? Hello.
I'm Officer Muffy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hi.
I'm from California, bro. Hence the word, bro. I'm from California, so I don't understand this whole 55, 57. You do slower than 80 around here. They'll pull you over and say, what the hell's your problem?
Right, have you bro. Ever, will they seriously pull somebody over for not going fast?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You ever seen, like, on the New Jersey Turnpike, they have the signs minimum speed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I've never seen anybody, or I've never been pulled over for going too slow.
There's only one
That's
person.
That's funny right there.
There's only one person I can think of.
Rob Speedwack.
Yeah, you know he's the slowest driver I've ever seen. I don't know where he gets. I still have we ever analyzed where he gets that from?
No.
Where he gets his slow driving from? Did he have a trauma when he was learning? When he had his learner's permit?
Good question.
You don't know. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
I hit a cat.
I'm sure he will tell you he thinks he drives aggressively and very, very quickly.
He does when we're putting pressure on him, but as soon as that pressure is gone, he goes back down to 80-year-old man speed.
Donna, Mike Show. Hello. Wait, what's up? We got to go. Are you there? All right, nice talking.
And he drives a car of the elderly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. He used to drive a cop that, car.
Mm-hmm. Sounds, drive... like you were, sounds like you were playing the role of Dennis Weaver in the movie Duel, Don.
Duel?
What is the movie Duel?
Did you ever see the movie Duel? It's an old 70s movie starring Dennis Weaver. He cut off a 18-wheeler and he chases him throughout the whole movie trying to kill him just because he cut him off.
I think it was directed by Steven Spielberg.
I believe it. You know, it actually really? Was. Yeah, it actually was. Yes,
maybe
sir.
I do remember that as well. Like, wasn't that a TV movie, man?
It was. And I'm a fine driver.
Now where do you have?
Excellent.
You're
driver.
Not a fast driver.
You no. don't. You don't drive fast. And where does
I
that come
I make good
from?
Time.
Where does that come from?
I make fine time.
You're never going to admit it, are you?
I'm a good driver, where? And I'm no slower than any other person.
Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
I have. Aha. Mm-hmm. Princess Anne County.
Princess Anne.
Was it like 39 and a 45?
It was 108 and a 35.
Yeah. You'll never
You're the winner, Robbie.
You'll never give us a
And I don't drive
answer.
The Caprice anymore. Now I don't have the old man car anymore. Right. Carrie drives the old man car.
Oh, really?
I drive the Tahoe.
Okay.
I'm a young, hip-happening guy breaking the speed limit. Aggressively.
Yeah, right. Aggressively. Aggressively.
Do you remember when we would have to drive to take the train to New York and... Yeah. We would have to get in caravan style and go as fast as we could from the radio station to Union Station to catch the train.
Right.
And sometimes it would be impossible with Rob. It would be impossible. First, you could never lead those little runs down to the train station.
I often couldn't keep up with Mike.
Oh, don't bring that up. Just, you know why? You know why he got mad at me that way? You know why? Because I waxed him. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why he got mad at me.
Any
the
other
one time
someone drives on a sidewalk.
Yeah, you drove on
I
the
didn't
sidewalk.
Drive on a sidewalk.
You drove on the sidewalk to beat us at the train station. You
and I
did.
Won.
Once you
I
did.
Won.
Always a competition.
I won. Don gets out of it. You are so pissed at me. And it was like, I knew why, because it was kind of. Well, once again, like we always are, competitive.
Luckily,
competitive.
The hot dog cart settled
oh,
out of
yeah,
court.
That's right. It was just like out of a movie. I would have hit the fruit cart.
It's like Die Hard. Right.
Flying t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
I never missed a train, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
In fact, I never did.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, this is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. What's happening, honey?
Not much. You guys were talking about the unmarked police cars.
Yeah.
The state of Maryland, I know, is now using a lot of the cars they've repossessed. Like you were saying, the Subaru, they're using Mustangs. And
right. So unfair.
Oh, so it's a variety pack.
So unfair.
Yeah, whatever they see
is. Mm-hmm. It's saving them money. But what a lot of people don't know, the first three letters of a license plate on all unmarked police cars are the same.
That's right, RB.
Now, what are they?
What are they, honey?
It's JPX.
JPX.
JPX. All right, who knows? Maybe she's right.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe she's right.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you're right.
It used to be so easy around here because you could just look for square headlights. Because all the unmarked cars were GM cars that had square headlights.
I swear to God, I never knew a car had square headlights.
Of course. Well, you never bought a Caprice. You never had Corvette Speed with Cadillac Comfort.
Corvette Speed with Cadillac Comfort. Is that a slogan for the 1960s or what?
I wrote that.
You wrote that?
You know the thing that made him the most excited of all last week? Remember we did that game with the husbands and the wives?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the couple that won, and it was some sort of cheating that she
The street that they lived on?
Rob came in. He was so thrilled. He said, just like Steve Martin in the movie The Jerks, where he says, new phone books are here. He kept turning and goes, I just got the information from them. They live on Corvette Drive.
He was excited about that.
He was thrilled.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's a GM product.
And then I called the guy, and we're going out together this weekend. We're going to drive aggressively after drinking.
All right, we got a break here, everybody. Hold on. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.